Tim Hughes, Happy Day, Josh Wilson, Revolutionary, and Larry Norman with a song from long ago, UFO. Good morning to you. It's 7:03.
Hey, good morning, friends. You can join Nick tomorrow during WJTL's Top 25 Countdown. It happens every Friday morning from 9 to 11, and then again Saturday evenings from 7 to 9 right here on JTL. The Top 25 Countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
And after several months of having our guests call, we have our very first in-studio guest. Again, our friend Phil Paleo is here. He's the superintendent of the Christian School Association of Greater Harrisburg. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. It's great to be here in person.
So we are social distancing. We have our masks.
Yep. We do.
All that kind of stuff. So anybody want to say hi to?
I just want to say hi to my family. Most of them are up, but not all of them. And certainly our 630 students at Harrisburg Christian School and West Shore Christian Academy and our over 100 faculty and staff who are enjoying a little bit of a summer break from the spring we had.
Yeah, so I don't think I realized Christian School Association of Greater Harrisburg had combined those schools. How long has that been?
Yeah, we're starting our fourth year as a private unified Christian school district.
That's awesome that you're working together.
We are better together, and our kids are reaping those benefits.
And so what are you going to do about the fall? Are you guys going back to school?
Oh, absolutely. We're going back in the fall. On August 18th, we will be on campus and in person, promoting the health and safety of our students while also creating these flexible learning options that a kid's education can continue uninterrupted, whether they're on campus or off campus.
And speaking of uninterrupted, summer breaks are often a time that kids go backwards and they have to review for a couple months. Tell us how important it is to get the kids back in school.
Oh, it is hugely important. I think it's been actually the undertold story of the coronavirus is the potential detriment to students for an interrupted education. So the Plain research says this, that 2 months of summer break lead to 3 months of loss of math skills and 2.5 months of loss of reading skills.
Wow.
Well, you multiply that out over the year, they say throughout a kid's education, because they simply take summer break off, they will lose about 3 years of education.
Wow.
Can you imagine now if they had lost 3 months of education in the spring, you had 2 months of the summer, and then you add a disrupted 2021 school year.
Right.
So we have been faithfully committed to maintaining the safety of our kids, not just physically, but also academically. They need us to have them back in school because they need it for an ongoing education.
Yeah, and I understand when you talk to the parents, it wasn't just the educational side, but the social side.
That's right. We gave a survey to our parents about, hey, how are we doing in the spring? And they overwhelmingly said, we miss you. And we miss them, too. Students miss their teachers. Students miss their friends. They miss the caring community of Harrisburg Christian and West Shore Christian Academy. They want to be together. They want to be together in a safe way. We talk often about returning to school in a reasonable, responsible way and then providing them the flexibility if they need to be off campus.
Right. Harrisburg Christian School and West Shore Christian Academy returning to school August the 18th. They're going to have folks in person and on campus for their Christian educational model there. And if folks want more information about the schools, can they visit you online?
They can visit us online at www.csagh.org. They can also email us at returntoschool@csagh.org.
Oh, that's great.
Ooh,
return
to
school. I love that too. At csagh.org. It's for Christian School Association of Greater Harrisburg. We'll talk more with Phil coming up in just a bit. Music on the way from Ledger next.